You're listening to SBS News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and US President Donald Trump are two leaders under intense domestic pressure. But upon meeting at the White House, the pair praised their personal efforts in international diplomacy. President Trump says his Middle East proposal, which has been 3 years in the making, is hours from being released.
This is a plan that's very important to peace in the Middle East. No matter where I went, they say Israel and the Palestinians, they have to make peace before you can really have peace in the Middle East. So we have something that makes a lot of sense for everybody.
While little detail has been offered thus far, the deal has already been described by one Israeli news outlet as the most generous proposal ever presented to Israel. It's believed it will pave the way for Israel's annexation of virtually all settlements in the West Bank, give Israel full sovereignty over Jerusalem, and make no major provisions for returning Palestinian refugees. Prime Minister Netanyahu was glowing in his appraisal of the deal.
The deal of the century is the opportunity of a century, and we're not going to pass it by. You've been the greatest friend that Israel has had in the White House, and I think tomorrow we can continue making history.
Israeli opposition leader Benny Gantz met separately with President Trump in Washington and was also full of praise.
The president's peace plan is a significant and historic milestone indeed. Immediately after the election, I will work towards implementing it from within a stable, functioning Israeli government.
But the Palestinians, who've long described the plans as dead on arrival, weren't invited to Washington. Prime Minister Mohammad Shtayyeh wants whatever is tabled to be boycotted.
This deal, which is not based on international legality and international law, which also gives Israel all it wants at the expense of the national rights of the Palestinians, does not make base for a quick solution. It comes from a party that has lost its credibility to be an honest broker.
President Trump, though, says the proposal will also be beneficial to the Palestinians.
It's something they should want. They probably won't want it initially, but I think in the end they will. I think in the end they're going to want it. It's very good for them. In fact, it's overly good to them.
Relations with the Palestinians broke down after President Trump moved the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem in 2017. Washington has also cut off aid to the Palestinians and recognized Israel's sovereignty in the Golan Heights. Palestinians are continuing to publicly protesting the president's latest plan, one set to be announced the same day Israel's parliament will vote on whether to grant Mr. Netanyahu immunity over his corruption charges. Omar Dabaj, SBS News.